Do you ever feel that there's somebody out there that you've met and you knew that they were the right person and it just ended up being the wrong time? Yeah, I don't believe in that. So let's talk about it. Hi, my name is Joey and welcome to the Relationship Audit, a series where you send in your stories and I find a topic within the submissions to then look at your relationships, look at your submissions and break them down and audit them essentially, just to go over what's going on in your life, what's going on in my viewers. Let's be these best friends. Let's have these hard conversations, these tough love conversations in hopes that we can better ourselves. This isn't just me going to pick apart your life. This is me trying to find the good moments in your submissions. And today's topic is actually going to be right person, wrong time. And I've had 4 submissions on this topic and they stood out to me so clearly. And I think this is something that we want to believe. It's almost easier for us to just say, it was the right person, it was just wrong time. It's easy for us to say that. It's hard for us to admit that that doesn't exist. Right? And there's people out there that will be like, if it is the right person, then it's always the right time. And that's also not true. Right? Because life doesn't wait for us. Life doesn't have an edit mode where you can make your perfect life happen. You can do it for you, but it can't intertwine with anyone else. That's the beauty about it being your life. So, let's have a sip of water and let's get into it. The first submission is from someone named Carmen and they're 21 years old. This is interesting because we have 4 submissions and very, very different in age. I wish I had somebody that was in their 40s or 30s, but not today. So our first submission, yeah, is from Carmen and 21. And they say, I was in a relationship for 3.5 years. He lost interest and cheated. That's tough. Yes, I was cheated on. And I haven't learned to love again since. Sometimes it's just not the right time. That's an interesting thing to put after saying you just got cheated on. Saying that it wasn't because you got cheated on or that they cheated on you or that's the person they are. You're saying it's the wrong time. I usually get left because I get too attached and clingy. No, you don't. No, you don't. My toughest breakup was that toxic relationship. He cheated and left, and I didn't really have a choice. People think I moved on, but I don't think I can love again. I'm scared I'll be hurt again, and right now, I'm just trying to heal because that relationship broke me. Wow. Carmen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you straight. I'm going to tell you it clear. You're right. You're right that you need the time to heal. And I'm going to tell you this even harder truth. After you've been cheated on, you will never love the same way ever again. And that goes to say with any relationship, anytime you've ever been broken up with, anytime you've ever had any hardship, you can't go into love the same way ever again. And you don't want to. Because if you do, I'm not saying the same thing is going to happen, but there's something needs to change in your life in order for you to find this happier version of yourself, this version that you want to be, this version that you deserve to be. And it shouldn't be directed by anybody else. And that's a tough breakup. That's a tough breakup. But I can tell you this right now, that's not because it was the wrong time. That's because you made the right decision in moving on. And even if it wasn't your decision, you're still really strong for knowing that you still need time to heal. And you're scared to be hurt again. That's okay. You should be. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't have a guard up. You wouldn't care about how people treated you. You wouldn't care what you got out of life. This shows that you care. And I'm proud of you. It was the wrong person. Moving on to the next one. If I butcher your name, I'm sorry. Shinu, and they are 23 years old. And they say, my past relationship was full of manipulation, lies, and two-timing. Being cheated on affected me mentally and physically for months. It's been more than a year, but I'm still stuck on it. Another cheating lot. Oh, that's awful. That's interesting how two in a row. It's been more than a year and I'm still stuck on it. Maybe that's because it was my first love. I've learned never to trust someone's words, only their efforts. Though even efforts can be faked. I overloved him. Mm-hmm. And maybe that made him lose interest in me. I locked myself in my room for months, only going to work and back. I feel that. During that time, I wasn't in contact with my best friend because I hid my relationship from him. But he always checked on me. And one day, he came back into my life and helped me heal. I wish my ex had been honest. That love made me forget everyone else around me. He used to mentally abuse me just because he didn't want me anymore. I feel uncertain now, and I believe you should only date if you see marriage in your future within that person. I have a friend right now that is, he's dating, and I'm at the age of, I'm turning 29 this year. And so when we're going, you know, when somebody my age is going to date, you are looking at partners that, you know, if they want kids, it's something that you do have to think about having soon because there's risk. And that's on his list. It's on his list to be like, hey, what are your life goals? You know, what is something that you see in the future? Do you see us having kids? And so even I think that is okay. Like, I know it can be not necessarily shallow, but a little too picky for some people. But I think this is okay. If you want to find somebody that wants to see marriage in your future, I think that's a great thing. I don't think that's bad, but you can always phrase it as something else, right? I think you just experience a lot of like uncertainty, and I don't think that's the wrong time. I don't think that's the right person. I think it's the wrong person, because the right person you would be certain of. Not all the time, right? Like, I think it's easy to say that, oh my God, when you love them, you just know. It's like, no, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you're confused. Sometimes they don't know what they want. You don't know what you want. Things are moving fast. Things are moving slow. Life gets in the way, right? But there's this funny thing about love.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It does have its way of working out when it's meant to. And it's meant to when you're being the full, vulnerable, truthful version of yourself. When you're being that honest version of who you are, honesty will present itself. Life will show its true colors in the most honest way possible. And when it comes to love, that will be shown. And what's interesting about these first two stories and these first two submissions is meant to happen. You weren't meant to get cheated on, but you were meant to have a sign that this person wasn't yours. They weren't yours. They're not the person that you can see holding hands with in the future. And sometimes we can get pretty blinded. But both of these stories said how they felt, said how the other person felt. And they were blatantly clear that they didn't feel the same way about you. And they both said that they overloved, that they were too much. Love can move pretty fast sometimes. I agree. But you're never too much for the right person. Because the right person will tell you, hey, slow it down. right? The right person will be honest with you because you're honest with them. There's not always going to be this perfect situation, this perfect right time, this perfect right person. No, but there's going to be somebody who's willing to compromise, willing to change, willing to put in that effort. And that's what we need to look forward to. That's what we need to hunt for. Hunt for. Oh my God, we're not. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Going on to the next one. This is Andy. They are 19. And they say, my most significant relationship was in ninth grade through the summer. Ninth grade? What was I doing? I was not in a relationship in ninth grade. Oh my gosh. I was trying to, figure out even how to talk to a girl. This is crazy. But we didn't communicate well enough. I've learned that communication is key, but I still struggle with accepting change. I'm always the one getting left. And even though I try to fix it, it can't be fixed. My toughest breakup was with a guy in middle school. His new girlfriend told him he couldn't talk to me anymore. I lost my best friend. I didn't handle it well. I know my communication skills need work. I believe the right person isn't always available at the right time. I never truly had strong feelings for anyone I dated except one person. I'm working on improving how I communicate and talk through issues. I'm hopeful and healing because I want to find someone to spend the rest of my life with. I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused because my toughest breakup was with a guy from middle school. His new girlfriend, told him I couldn't see me anymore and I lost my best friend, which was your ex, right? My toughest breakup, you broke up with a guy in middle school, then his new girlfriend that said that he couldn't talk to anymore, and then you lost your best friend. Okay. This is, I think, classic high school drama, right? I don't know how to say this. Just because you dated them doesn't mean they're going to be your only best friend for the rest of your life. You're going to make new friends. You're going to find new friends. You're going to find new best friends. You're going to find new best friends in certain categories and different parts of life. There's going to be a lot of friends coming your way. And I don't think there has to be this best friend that is your bridesmaid at every wedding or all of this stuff, right? You shouldn't really be talking to an ex after you break up. So it's justified that the new girlfriend didn't want him being a best friend to his ex. And I don't think that's about it being the wrong time. I think it's about that new relationship wanting to work on it, to be their right time. You had your time with them. And there's a reason why it ended. And I don't know it. Only you know it. But I don't think it can be supplemented with it was the wrong time when they've moved on. And that's some tough love. And I know it's tough love that isn't necessarily accurate because I don't know your full story. But I'm really proud that, you know, you're wanting to improve and work on communication skills. But like that just comes, you're 19 years old. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. Your 20s, the best thing I can tell you is to try new things. Try new things. And this is actually kind of fitting because going into our last submission, it's from a girl named Liv. She's 17. So this is one of our youngest submissions yet. I'm in my first and only relationship. I hope so at 17. This is me being so judgmental because I feel like I didn't have a real relationship. I was like, until I was in college. After college. Oh my God. After college. They say that's all, I'm in my first and only relationship and I know it's all I'll ever need. If you find the right person, anything you were ever scared of or uncomfortable will just disappear over time with them. I kind of like that actually. I was ready to judge that so hard, but wow. I know I need more sleep. What a thing to say. To say the most insightful thing, that I know I need more sleep, but I'm happy and committed. The toughest breakup for me was losing friends and trying to find better people. Oh, interesting. So not a relationship breakup, more about just friendships. I worry a lot not about my relationship, but my mental health, of the person I'm with. Being in love has taught me that waiting for the right person is always worth it. I've cried happy tears more times than I can count because of him. My past made me distance myself from relationships because I never surrounded my... Sorry, let me read that again. My past made me distance myself from relationships because I never surrounded by a stable one. But now I found it. This relationship gave me a new chance at life and brought me... Oh my God, I can't read today. This relationship gave me a new chance at life and brought out a side of me that I never knew existed. Wow. Did we all just learn something from a 17-year-old? I'm 28 and I feel like I just got like some insight on life. And I think she kind of just said what I was trying to say in the beginning, just better. She said, if you find the right person, anything you were ever scared of or uncomfortable with just disappears over time with them. And I think it just goes to show that there's not the right time. There's not the wrong time. There's just time. And over time, you're going to change with each other. You're going to develop new things. You're going to develop new habits. And as long as you're falling in love along the way, that's all that matters. And I think people often forget that we fall in love at different rates. There's these marriages that go on for 50, 60 years. There's no way they're always on the same page. But it's whether or not you're with a partner that is willing to wait for you to catch up. That's what love is. It's being at different speeds because life happens, and having a helping hand along the way so that you're together on this journey. It's not just about looking to your left and seeing if there's a person that's keeping up with you, because no one will. You live a totally different life than even your partner or your best friend. Things are going to change. New jobs are going to come. The bad days will happen. Happy days will surprise you. But being with somebody that makes you feel those even deeper, that's what love's all about. So I just learned something new from a 17-year-old named Liv. And I hope you did too. The right person, the wrong time, doesn't exist. Be your right person and the significant other that will join you on your journey to make it that much better will come. I promise. So stay you, stay beautiful. Thank you very much for listening or watching. And if you enjoyed it and you're listening on Spotify, please leave a 5-star review. It helps me so much. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.